Welcome to Explore Riverside Weekly, the show that explores all the things that make the City of Arts and Innovation a great place to live, work, and play. I'm Greg Lee, and today we're welcoming back to the show Benjamin Mueller with Riverside.io, who's going to talk with us about an upcoming event that should excite anyone involved in startup. If you are a startup, if you are an entrepreneur, and you want to go to something that is going to help you tremendously, this event will. Welcome back to Explore Riverside Weekly Show, Ben.
Thank you for having me, Greg.
Ben's got that radio voice there. He may take my job here. Well, before we jump into the event, let's remind our audience about who you are and what exactly is Riverside.io.
Yeah, so as you said, my name's Benjamin Mueller. I'm a developer and entrepreneur from the Riverside area. Just recently moved down there. And I'm kind of trying to grow a startup community in the Riverside area, and as well as the Inland Empire, really. And Riverside.io is a co-working and hackerspace that's going to be located right in the heart of downtown Riverside. So it's really exciting project that we're hoping will kind of, you know, nurture the community that's slowly growing in the Riverside area.
All right, now you say hacker. Yes. Last time you were here, you had to explain it because people get a little confused when you say hacker. So explain what a hacker is.
Okay, so hacker is someone that... how is the best way to describe this without scaring people?
Because right.
there's been a lot of stuff in the news right now about hacker, and we're trying to change, you know, people's perception of hacker. Hacker is really someone that takes something that, you know, maybe sort of bends it to their will, sort of allows them to do what they want with it. So it might be something that, you know, has always worked a certain way, but you change it to do something different, to be innovative. And that's kind of the core values of a true hacker, not the malicious description of what we know as a hacker.
So give us an example of a hacker.
As simple as someone taking apart of a part electronics device and taking different pieces out of it and putting it together to build something else, like a robot or a new type of computer. I mean, if you really think about it, Steve Jobs, Steve Wozniak, Bill Gates, Steve Ballmer, I mean, Paul Graham, all these guys, they're true hackers and entrepreneurs. I mean, they're people that took, you know, a bunch of different parts and put it together and sort of and bended it to their will to develop a new product.
Great. All right. Tell us about this exciting event you have coming up in May.
Yeah, so this coming May 3rd, 4th, and 5th, we have a Startup Week in Riverside coming to the Riverside area. It's an exciting 54-hour long weekend event. It's actually called a hackathon. So again, it's you know, about people building products and building new ideas, building them out over a weekend. And hackathon is a hacking marathon. So it's a 54-hour event that allows developers, designers, and entrepreneurs to kind of just have a full frenzy of 54 hours building a new product or a business idea to get it ready to pitch to judges on Sunday evening.
And Startup Weekend is not something specific to Riverside. This is a global event. I mean, it's spread across more than 300 plus cities in 100 countries. In fact, in 2012, over 100,000 people attended Startup Weekend events. It's sponsored by Microsoft, Google, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and the Kauffman event, to name a few. How are you guys able to attract the event to Riverside?
Yeah, so there's a few roles in order to organize a Startup Weekend event that you have to follow. One of that is you must have attended a Startup Weekend event before organizing one. And the reason for that is they want to keep the same level of, you know, that same level across all events. They don't want one event to be, you know, not up to par. So you have to understand kind of the flow of the event, kind of that excitement, because it's not like anything that, you know, you've ever participated in before. It's completely different. It's not a conference. They call it an unconference. So it's, you're really just sitting around working on your idea the entire weekend. And so in order to keep up with that same level, you must attend an event. And one of the things that we did is the organizing team attended Startup Week in Irvine. And we were actually the first place winners for that event, as well as the Organizer's Choice Award. And that allowed us to then bring the event up to the Riverside area. So
is there an application that you fill out? Do you send that up? They review it. They look at the community and the assets that the community has? Or do they look at the application and say, hey, you've attended a startup event? you can start this one here.
Yeah, some of the prereqs are you must have attended a Startup Weekend event. As far as the community, they're not too focused on that. It's really about the organizers. You know, the organizers have to have, the organization skills to actually put on a strong event. So that's one of the main things that they look at.
Now, you said you attended it in mm-hmm. Irvine. What was that like for you? Was that your first one?
Oh, that was actually my third.
Third, okay.
Yeah,
what's that experience like?
Oh, it's a fun, fast-paced, exciting environment. You have music blaring in the background. The one at Startup Week in LA, which I've attended twice now. Very exciting, very talented developers and entrepreneurs, designers there, and just a wealth of information. I mean, you might go in there. I mean, if there's anybody that's, kind of on the fence, I don't know if I'm ready to attend, I don't know if I have much to share, you are going to learn more in that 54 hours than you'll learn months just doing it on your own. But it's really something that you have to see firsthand.
So are individuals going in there as a team? Do they sign up, register, and then they form a team while they're there? How does that work?
Yeah, so I'll walk you through Friday night. Right. Friday night starts at 6:30, and everybody comes in. You can come with the team if you already have, if you have a really strong, person that's in, marketing or, kind of business development. If you have strong people in each place, then you can form a team pre-event. The only rule is that your idea must still be in the research and development, your research and idea phase. You cannot come in with a product that's already built. It has to be built during that weekend.
So everyone there has an idea in their head, or do they go there and say, hey, I met this guy, I've got this idea, you've got this idea, we've got a new idea. How does that work out?
Absolutely. The first two Startup Week in LA events, I just went to have fun. I didn't actually pitch an idea. I was there just purely for the event, just to have fun. And I met other people at the event that had ideas. And I said, hey, well, I do development. Why don't I work with you? And so the team was formed at that time. So on Friday night, people who do have ideas will pitch to the attendees. And they kind of have to win over the attendees to get the most votes to go on to actually build the company over the weekend. And so from that, the top ideas get voted on. And then those top ideas form teams, whether they have a team already pre-built or if they're going out and actually convincing people to join them for their team.
So members of the audience can say, hey, I like this idea. Mm-hmm. I'm going to vote for this idea. And I have a skill set that I can bring to help build this this idea.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's a great way to kind of get some instant, customer validation, idea validation during that pitch on Friday night. Sometimes I'll just pitch random ideas that I have stirring in the back of my mind just to practice my pitching skills and kind of see, is this worth continuing after the weekend, even if it doesn't get chosen.
And this is a big event. I was telling someone the other day that this is not something that, is isolated to Riverside. Entrepreneurs, when they hear Startup Weekend, they know about it. They've read about it. In fact, I was looking at their website over the weekend, and it said that over 36% of Startup Weekend startups are still going strong after 3 months. So, I mean, in some cases, we're talking about people that never met before, people that just had, like you said, an idea in the back of their head and they pitch it and then they leave that event and continue that idea. It also said that roughly 80% of participants plan on continuing working with their team or startup after the weekend. I mean, this thing really puts a spotlight on the entrepreneurship, on the entrepreneur movement.
Absolutely. It's, I call it the match to the fire. It allows people that are kind of just kicking around ideas in the background to say, let's try it. And, it's a great fast paced way to just get into the market quickly. It really is a proven model. There's two huge companies that have launched out of just one single Startup Weekend LA event. It was actually the first Startup Weekend LA event that I attended. And that company is Zarly and EventUp. Zarly, I think within a month after participating, they won first place. And a month later, they got $1 million in funding.
Oh.
One of their main investors is Ashton Kutcher, who was actually a celebrity judge for that event. So you're absolutely right. There's huge companies that are being formed out of Startup Weekend events.
So this company actually pitched to Ashton.
Yeah,
and Ashton said, I like this so much. Hey guys, I'm going to fund you guys $1 million.
Exactly. And what's funny is the background of that story is, I forget the founder, but him and his friends actually came out from, I think it was Kansas, and were just kind of visiting LA and found out the event was going on from some mutual friends and said, why not? Let's participate in it. And out of that, they literally started a brand new company, and now they're working full time there. So
is Ashton Kutcher going to be at our event here in Riverside?
I wish. if anyone knows him and wants to send him a line, absolutely send him our way.
So you talked about Friday, Saturday, what happens, and Sunday, what happens?
So Saturday is kind of a full day of just working. It's teams sitting at each table with a whiteboard in front of them, sketching out ideas, using the business model canvas to kind of break down what their idea is, getting customer validation, going out and actually talking to customers, saying, would you use this? And kind of figuring out, is this the idea that we want to continue with throughout the rest of the day? And then they start working on it. They start putting together the pitch they're going to do for Sunday. They're going to start working on the prototype. Start doing some marketing material, work on the business revenue model. It's really the work day. It's very, very focused on the teams just working together, and very fast paced, a lot of caffeine, a lot of sugar, a lot of fruits. You know, we got to keep it a little healthy.
Right.
And then Sunday is kind of the day for cleanup. It's really a day to go through the presentation with some of the coaches that we're going to have there, and sort of get some feedback, what we should cut, what we should focus on more, and really clean up the presentation and finish those last minute details that they weren't able to get on Saturday. And that is to prepare for the pitch on Sunday night, which about Sunday at about 5 p.m., we're going to have judges come, and each team will present to those judges.
Okay, now we're going to take a short commercial break. I want to hold that thought. I want to talk about the judging of it. All right, we're going to take a short commercial break, and when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Riverside.io's Benjamin Mueller right here on Explore Riverside Weekly.
Riverside Public Utilities wants you to love the whole house you're in with their Whole House Rebate Program. If you've been wanting to make conservation improvements to your home, now's the time to do it with Riverside Public Utilities Whole House Rebate Program, and it's the best way to conserve energy and water, and it can pay you big. Up to $7,000 big. And the more you do to your home, the more you earn and the more you get back. Up to 250% more. If you're planning on installing efficient toilets and water-wise landscaping, energy-efficient doors and windows, or ceiling fans, or if you had your eye on a new Energy Star refrigerator, buy it. There will never be a better time. So contact Riverside Public Utilities about the Whole House Rebate Program and love the whole house you're in. The Whole House Rebate Program is open to Riverside Public Utilities residential customers only. Some restrictions do apply. For details, visit riversidepublicutilities.com/wholehouse or call 951-826-5485. Riverside Public Utilities. Water, energy, life.
AM 590, The Answer.
Hello, welcome back to Explore Riverside Weekly. I'm Greg Lee, and our guest today is Benjamin Mueller with Riverside.io. Was anxiously waiting for May 3rd to get here so they can begin their 54-hour startup weekend event. Now, before we took the break, you started to talk about Sunday night and the final pitch. Tell us about it.
Yeah, this is really where the event kind of comes to its climax, and that's during the presentations and the final judging, the judging from the judges that we'll have there. This is really to figure out, do you have a strong idea or is your idea weak? Kind of puts, the flame to the feet. And, we have some wonderful judges lined up. So far we have, Molly Schmidt from, Tech Coast Angels, the Inland Empire. She's the president and one of the founding members, I believe, of the Inland Empire Tech Coast Angels chapter. We have Rajon Cassidy, CEO of Terrafor, a huge supporter of the tech community out here. And then we have our very own, mayor of, city of Riverside, Rusty Bailey. We're very, very excited to have him. It really shows the commitment of the city of Riverside to this event. And, we're working on some final judges that we're still discussing with them. So hopefully we'll have maybe, two more judges.
And how many, presentations you expect, or how many pitches you're expecting at that, final night?
It really depends on how the teams form. I'm thinking anywhere between, at least 7 to 10. It really depends. Sometimes you get a lot of people that like one idea and they all flock to the idea, and you have a team of 20, and then sometimes you have a team of 3. So it really depends on just how, you know, the final teams are formed for the event.
Now, when you were in Irvine, how many folks were on your team?
Oh, wow. I think we had 8 or so. I'd have to go through the whole list. But we had quite a strong team. I mean, we had Scott Mott, who was on the show with me last time.
Right.
Extremely, extremely talented developer. We had William Albright, who is actually a deaf developer and extremely talented front-end designer and developer. Mike Kennedy, who's one of the organizers for this event. Then we have Connolly Reed, who's also he's a developer. He actually works with a startup in the local area called Stop the Hacker. But he actually took more of a product management role on the event. And then we had 2 other people that joined us for the event that really focused on just the business model and kind of making sure that was perfected as well as the pitch.
So your team was a mix of both folks that you had already knew, in addition to people that were in the audience at the time and said, hey, I can bring these skills.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So what kind of planning goes into an event like this?
Oh, quite a bit.
Talk to us about it.
Quite a bit of planning. We started back in February, and there's a lot of stuff that you just have to go through. You know, this is really, you know, a community sponsored event. And so we had to reach out to a lot of sponsors, coaches, judges, start marketing the event to attendees. We kind of fast tracked it too. Usually
February, that's not a lot of time.
Yeah.
With an event in May.
Yeah. We started, I think it was mid February, matter of fact. And that's kind of my personality. I'm stubborn. I like to do things quick and like to see things move quickly. But yeah, it's been a lot of work, but I'm super pleased with how it's turning out.
Now, does the Startup Weekend organization, do they provide any support, or do they say, hey, congratulations, it's yours, go take off?
They provide a ton of support. We have a regional operations manager, John, who's based out of the Bay Area. And he kind of just helps check in with, you know, what do we need? If we have any questions, or are you struggling with anything, you know, that's connected to some, you know, some other past organizers that can help you out. They actually will be sending out a facilitator. Our facilitator, Sally, she just flew into San Francisco today, but she's all the way out from Canada, New Brunswick. So she'll be flying out and providing, kind of just making sure the event flows well and, you know, helping us with any issues that we might run into at the event. So there's a ton of resources that the Startup Weekend organization provides.
So this woman acts as a facilitator. I mean, that's what her primary job is, just to travel from city to city each weekend, helping them with their event.
Yeah, facilitators are previous organizers that have gone through the training to be a facilitator. So actually any of us on the organizing committee can go into that facilitator training and actually go to other cities to help spread, you know, the information that we've learned.
So you can actually fly out to Canada.
Absolutely.
And help them with your expertise.
I'd love to. My family's from out there, so love to be out there.
And how are you covering the cost for the event?
So thankfully, we've had a lot of sponsors step forward, some wonderful sponsors. And the other way that we're getting some of the money to cover the event costs is through ticket sales.
And how much are tickets?
Tickets are $99. But if you use the promo code EXPLORE, you can bring that down by $25 down to $74 for the event.
So if you're listening, and they, what website do they go to for the tickets?
They go to riverside.startupweekend.org.
And input EXPLORE in the discount box, and they can cut that from $99 to $74.
Absolutely.
And then how many sponsors do you have for the event? Because this is a good time for you to plug them. Obviously, sponsors want their names out there, so
absolutely,
feel free to plug them.
Absolutely. We've had some wonderful sponsors step forward. UCR has been wonderful. They've provided the venue for us, the Culver Center for the Arts in downtown. So UCR Arts Block, which actually kind of manages that building, they've also helped us out tremendously. And then, of course, the City of Riverside. You and the mayor and everyone at the City of Riverside has just been wonderful with helping us get the word out, as well as provide some sponsorship funds to help us make sure that we can put on an amazing event. And then we have Cal Baptist University School of Business. They're sponsoring at the silver level. And then we have Signature.io, which is actually a local startup. Scott Mott is the founder, and he's actually stepped forward to also sponsor the event. So we just have some wonderful sponsors that have stepped forward. Then we have some community sponsors, Startup IE, Riverside.io, The Guild, based out of Redlands, and then KPIN Media has also stepped forward to provide some marketing for us.
And if someone is interested in sponsoring, is it too late or can they still sponsor?
No, absolutely. We're still looking for sponsors. So if you want to email us at riverside@startupweekend.org, you can get in contact with all the organizers and we can discuss with you kind of the different sponsorship levels available.
And you know this, Bennett, entrepreneurship is probably one of the single largest driving forces for creating jobs in our community. We've all heard of Microsoft, Google, Apple, Yelp. However, there are thousands of startups out there waiting to make their mark. How will Startup Weekend help our startup community here?
You know, it's really, the event helps nurture the community here. It provides people, you know, kind of some face-to-face interaction that maybe they wouldn't have gotten before just talking online. It really develops and nurtures relationships between those different developers and designers and entrepreneurs that may, maybe not the event start a company, but maybe a month or two later, they meet up over coffee and say, hey, I got this great idea. Why don't we build it? One of the main things, I read a book recently called it's Startup Communities, How to Build an Entrepreneurial Ecosystem in Your City. It's by Brad Feld. Wonderful book. If you're interested in kind of helping the community out here, definitely read it. It's an amazing book full of wonderful details. Brad mentions in the book that entrepreneurs are needed to build the community. It has to be based on the entrepreneurs. It can't be service providers or government or anything like that. It has to be focused around the entrepreneurs. The entrepreneurs putting in the work to develop the community.
And so that's why I think this is good that you're running this as an entrepreneur versus having, let's say, a government agency such as the City of Riverside or City of Corona or City of San Bernardino put this event together, because it really puts your handprints on it and says, hey, we're the community. We appreciate your support for this. And the City of Riverside really believes that. We believe that in order for entrepreneurship to grow, in order for startups to be successful, we have to create an environment where they can do that. Not necessarily because we're not going to create jobs. It's going to be you. It's going to be the signature.ios. It's going to be the other organization, the other startups out there that create the jobs. And so we're glad that you really are stepping forward and putting this event together. So let's quickly switch topics because we're running short on time here. How's the co-working space idea coming along for those? And for those who are listening, again, what is a co-working space?
So co-working is a shared office space environment where that allows anyone to come in, work on their ideas, whether it's for profit or maybe just for fun or to learn a new skill. And it's coming along great. We actually just recently merged with another group that we found in the area that was focusing on building a hacker space. And we've kind of joined forces to build a bigger group to focus on really making this happen. We're very focused on making sure this gets set up and is available to the community. So right now we have 13 members signed up and we're growing each day.
Yeah, I actually had the opportunity to go to Koloff Space out in Santa Monica, which you recommended. Incredible space. The synergy that was taking place in that facility was absolutely incredible. It was interesting to see these guys working together on these tables with their laptops, talking about it. There were some established companies that were already there. And that's sort of the same model that you're looking at with your co-working space, right?
Absolutely. We love the Koloff model as well as another location up in the Bay Area, Hacker Dojo. Wonderful locations. If you ever have the chance, definitely stop by either. Wonderful way to really experience what co-working is.
So as we wrap up, let's recap the date.
May 3rd. 4th and 5th.
Location?
Culver Center of the Arts in downtown Riverside.
The website?
riverside.startupweekend.org.
And the cost?
Cost $99 and $74 if you use promo code EXPLORE.
And if you're a sponsor or you're interested in becoming a sponsor, the email address is?
riverside@startupweekend.org.
And again, you know, we want to thank you for bringing this event to Riverside. It's a huge event. As it's over 300 plus companies, 300 plus countries, as I said earlier, and it really makes a mark for Riverside. And we hopefully this will continue to be an annual event.
Oh, absolutely. I'd like to do it twice a year, hopefully. Maybe in October again, there will be another.
Oh, so maybe two this year then.
Absolutely. We're still considering it. So, but I have some other events in the pipeline too that I'll be talking about soon.
Well, we'll have you back on the show.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Well, I want to thank Benjamin Mueller for joining me on the studio today. Make sure you turn into Explore Riverside Weekly every Saturday afternoon at 2:30, brought to you by the City of Riverside. You can also visit us on the web at exploreriverside.com.